Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A minister in Kentucky has now been told that he cannot minister anymore to the juveniles in the detention centers unless he signs a form that says he will not say anything with regards to changing sexual orientation. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on the Faith and Freedom program is Dave Wells. Dave is a minister and an evangelist in Kentucky who for a number of years has been also ministering to young men and young women in the juvenile facilities. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Dave.
Thank you very much, Matt. It's good to be with you.
Dave, before we get to the situation in Kentucky, you've had a personal experience in your own life when you were a young boy. You were sexually abused. And so you've experienced the trauma of that sexual abuse by another man. And you understand not only the trauma, but how it affects your life. You also understand the forgiveness of Jesus Christ and the power to change. Tell us about that.
Yes, sir. I was abused from about the age of 7 to 10 when I was a little boy. And, of course, that changes your outlook on everything. You look at everything from a skewed viewpoint, and you wonder how God could allow something like that to happen. But then God saved me at the age of 22 and delivered me from alcohol and everything else that goes along with that, just trying to cope with the situations of life. And the Lord opened up the door for us to minister to these kids. And so we were thankful to do that, but because of the background that I have, I've been able to uniquely reach into the lives of those children and understand where they're coming from, understand the problems they're having, and then being able to tell them about the changing, saving power of Jesus Christ.
So a number of these boys, for example, they've been sexually abused by another man when they're young, and they have the same exact struggles, the things that they deal with, the reason why no doubt that they're in the juvenile detention center is traced back to that trauma. Some of them wonder the same thing, how God could allow this to happen, and even more, can God forgive them? Because they feel oftentimes that this is the way life is, and this is the way they should also treat other young boys. They should sexually abuse them as they themselves were sexually abused. And so when you minister to them, they oftentimes will share with you some of these struggles. You're able to give them a personal experience and hope for change, hope for forgiveness because of the power of Jesus Christ, which you yourself personally experienced.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's right. Many times a child, when they're in that situation, they, throughout their life, will blame themselves, you know, for what's happened. And they really have no control over it. It's someone, most of the time, who has power over them in a situation, just whether it's in age or in position, either one. And they'll blame themselves. They think that they're the reason that it happened. Something's wrong with them. And then they begin to question, you know, why God would allow such things to happen to them. How can this be? But it's never an issue of what God has done, it's just what sinful man has done. But they need to be delivered. They need to be delivered from the bondage of that guilt. And that many times they're in the lifestyle, if they're, you know, wondering if they're supposed to live in the LGBTQI lifestyle, what are they, why am I thinking this way? Can I be delivered? I want to be delivered. Is there any hope? And, of course, society says there's no hope for them. You know, they've just got to continue on, but we know that the gospel can deliver them and set them free from their past as well as set them free in their future.
And in 2014, under the Democratic governor's leadership, a new policy came in that then came to your knowledge in 2015, and that policy refers to what's called LGBTQI, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual. questioning intersex.
Yes.
And so it has this long alphabet. It says that you can't say anything about that that's derogatory, that it's a sin, or that you can change sexual orientation. Sign this form, and if you don't sign it, then you can no longer minister. And you've been ministering in these facilities, seeing young men, young women, whose lives have been dramatically changed for a decade. And now, because of this policy, if a young boy or a young girl ask you, is there hope for me? Is there hope for forgiveness? Is there hope that I can change and get out of this struggle and this lifestyle, these activities, these inclinations? Is there hope? And you say, yes, there is hope, because here's what happened to me. That itself would ban you, is banning you from continuing to minister to these young men and women.
Yes, sir, it is. We cannot, they told us that we could not discuss anything concerning sexual orientation with them at all. The paper said that we were supposed to sign, said we could not say that the LGBTQI lifestyle was deviant or sinful. We could not talk to them about the need for them to change, or that they should change. And the wording was, or that they could change.
Or that they even could change. Yeah, this is somebody who wants to change, looking for hope. You can share your own story, but now you're prohibited from doing it. So in other words, they want these young men who have been sexually abused, and they're trapped with the chains of their past and this abuse, to remain chained by their past abuse and not have any freedom that comes from the power of Jesus Christ.
That's exactly right. That is unbelievable.
Right. This is the tip of the iceberg. This is what's happening across the country. This is where the government is saying to Dave and to others that you can't preach the gospel. It's kind of like the people in the book of Acts. They told the apostles, the two apostles, you can go out and we're not going to jail you as long as you don't preach in the name of Jesus Christ anymore. And they said, well, we've got to obey God rather than man. Now, yeah. Liberty Counsel is working with you trying to overturn this policy, but this is a very devastating policy, because this will now evict you. You can't, in good conscience, sign something that says, I must withhold life-changing gospel messages to young men and women when they especially ask me for that message.
Yes. And we have, we have children who are asking us not only about this lifestyle, but other lifestyles as well. We have not singled out the LGBTQI community. We have not singled them out and told them that, you know, that they can be delivered. But we've also told children who are on drugs that they can be delivered, who are addicted to alcohol, they can be delivered, who are in heterosexual fornication, we have told them they can be delivered. We deal with children whose parents have put them on the street to prostitute them for drug money. And they know no other lifestyle. But we preach the same gospel to all men, that all men can be delivered from the power of sin through the power of Christ. And they told us we couldn't even read scripture that dealt with that. We could not read out of Romans 1. We could not read out of Deuteronomy. We could not read out of Leviticus. The Word of God, we couldn't even read the Bible. They said we could reference it, but we could not read it.
So the only thing you could do is tell them there's a verse that you need to read, but you can't read it, and you can't share your own personal experience with them as well. This is unbelievable.
That's all we can say, or we had to say we could not. We had to say we cannot discuss this. This is what I was told. We cannot discuss this, but here's a verse of Scripture if you want to read it.
Well, Dave Wells is on the line with us. You can go to lc.org for more information. Our guest has been Dave Wells. He is an evangelist, a minister in Kentucky. And we're going to continue to pray for you, Dave, in the ministry, and pray that the doors will stay open. I know that there has been efforts to shut all the other juvenile facilities as well from ministers bringing life-changing messages. And now this is one of the last ones, and they're trying to push you out because of this message. Now, one of the other things that Dave didn't have a chance to share is there's a young boy who sexually abused his sister and then ended up murdering his sister. These are the kinds of things that Dave and other ministers are encountering in these juvenile facilities. You can imagine the trauma, the guilt that this young man would have, sexually abusing his sister and then killing his sister. Now he's in a juvenile jail. The only thing for him is the hope and power of the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. Go to lc.org for more information.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.